Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome in on this Thursday. We're Grant and Danny. You are listening to 106.7 The Fan. 11 o'clock, we'll go out to Ashburn, get the latest on the Redskins. 1 o'clock, Andy Behrens answers our fantasy questions. We don't take calls about your fantasy lineups because those questions are only specific to your team, but we bounce around with some broader brush issues that can help people when it comes to fantasy football. And at 1:30 today, we'll talk college football with Stuart Mandel, so we will be busy, particularly in the second half of the show on the guest front. Top of the morning, Danny.
Hey, buddy. So tweet us at FunnyDanny, at Grant H. Paulson, throughout the program for questions you've got for Andy Behrens, and we'll try to get you the large, big picture stuff out of those questions. Does that make sense? Because as you said, no one cares about your fantasy team except for you, because they're your teams. But give us big questions, and we will give you big answers.
Redskins Survivor is back by popular demand.
Yeah.
We will be playing Redskins Survivor on Facebook and on Twitter throughout the season with you, taking your calls. If you're not familiar with the game, we'll explain it at 11:18. But essentially, we start at the beginning of the year with 17 Redskins. After each game, we kick one of the players off an island. We give one of the players immunity for the upcoming game. At the end of 16 games and 17 weeks, there is just one last Redskin standing.
There can be only one.
They are your Redskin survivor. So we'll do that coming up next hour. Who deserves to be booted after week one, a loss to the Eagles? Who deserves immunity for a strong performance against Philadelphia in the season opener? A couple of notes before we get to the A topic today. First, Josh Doctson missed some of practice. We'll get more into this at 10:30 in about a half hour. He was limited. Hamstring tightened up on him. You could just tell that Jay Gruden is over this.
He's fed up, man.
Yesterday, he was asked about Doctson. We spent much of our show complaining about him not playing and saying this is a guy that has to be on the field when he's healthy. And as of yesterday, there was no issue with Josh Doctson's hamstring. He was fine last week. He was fine on Sunday, according to Jay Gruden. But at some point, the hammy has tightened up on him. He was limited. And Jay was actually asked yesterday out at Redskins Park, is this going to hurt his chances at more snaps and playing a bunch this weekend? And Jay said, it's not going to help. But he just wasn't willing to elaborate. I think he is, I don't want to say he's over Josh Doctson, but he is really low down on Josh Doctson.
They're irritated,
man. He feels about
man.
Doctson like you and I feel about Ryan Grant.
Yeah, they flipped those. He's absorbing our feelings about Ryan Grant. That's a good comp. Here's the deal. I think people were tweeting me last night. Again, I'm at Funny Danny. Grant's at Grant H. Paulson. Everybody loved to say, do you take back anything you said from yesterday? Where I, and I want to speak for you, but we were kind of going hard. If the idea is that Josh Doctson can't beat out Ryan Grant, unacceptable. Shoot the flare gun, come get me, save me, take me away, rescue me from this. I'm popping smoke, end this operation immediately. This is awful. If his point was, we need to keep a guy on a pitch count, a la Ryan Anderson, a la Junior Gallette. If we don't think he can be healthy, he's got to prove that he can make it through the grind. All in favor of that. There's nobody that would object to that, except a couple unreasonable people. There's two different things. One is we need the player to be healthy for 16 weeks. The other is he can't beat out Ryan Grant.
Yeah.
My objection is to the latter, not to the former.
Correct. Most of us, I think, agree at this point. If he feels good and healthy on game day, just play the guy. Let him help you. The problem is that very rarely carries over. But it speaks even more to the fact that when he's available and it's 72 and sunny, he needs to be on the field because those days may be fewer and far between than we are hoping. We can get more into this later in the hour. Big question on the Redskins front is about their matchup with Sean McVay. New head coach of the Rams, only 30 years old, had a banner debut where his team hung almost 50. Couple defensive touchdowns, a safety, a inspired offensive performance with him calling the plays in L.A. for the first time. Jared Goff, who looked like a lost puppy most of last year, responded beautifully to McVay's arrival with a 300-yard, one touchdown, no interception, debut performance under his new head coach. But from a Redskins perspective, there's already speculation at the park from the media and on the outside from fans that this team is really missing McVay. That you could see a difference in the passing game. We always talk about McVay's philosophy, which was inside out. A lot of tight ends, a lot of Chris Thompson on linebackers between the hash marks, middle of the field. I think Vernon Davis getting some of those routes of Jordan Reed living on those in-breaking routes, middle of the field. The passing game was a little bit more vertical, more down the field. There were less 3- and 5-step drops, more 5- and 7-step drops.
Yep.
It was less quick, let's get the ball out, let's get 4 or 5 to the outside and keep the chains moving, and more drop back, hold the football, wait for a longer developing route and see what happens. And as a result, Cousins got sacked the same number of times as he got sacked last year, just once in his highest sack total of the season. He's only been sacked more, Danny, one time in his entire career than he was on Sunday.
And got hit a bunch, too. And there were some sacks that were negated. Remember, there was a holding call away from the play that negated another sack. He got popped in the backfield a lot.
He was getting crushed. And the question becomes, how much of that is a different offensive philosophy, a change to the passing game? Do they miss McVay already, or is it too soon through one game to say that? That's the question. That's what we can open up the phones on out of the chute here at 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. It's only been 4 quarters. But is it fair to already say McVay's absence is hurting this offense, or would you want to wait and see more football before you determine that?
It's you can't definitively put judgment down at this stage about it. But it was something I was worried about before the season, and so far our sample size, one game of one, tells me that kind of confirms my fear. Now, this could change. Everybody could get comfortable, and working outside in, as Jay Gruden has done in the past, by the way, it helps to work outside when you've got A.J. Green. We don't. But if you did, it would work. You'd work outside in, too. It may be that Doxson finally gets right at some point this year and puts up some numbers. It may be that Terrell Pryor decides catching the football is important, and he does that very thing. When the ball's thrown to him, he catches it, an NFL wide receiver's very basic job function. And then this will be a footnote, and we'll laugh about it later because we wrote it down in our journals. But right now, this moment, it does look like they miss him. The comfort level, the speed, intensity, the symmetry, just the rhythm of the offense doesn't feel like it's there. Didn't feel like it was there in the preseason. Doesn't feel like it's there through week one. It feels like kind of this disjointed, hey, we were right for a couple drives that resulted in one touchdown and a pick, basically. That's kind of where we're at this stage with this offense. I do think they're going to miss him. I think they miss him now. Is it irrevocable? No. Can they get out of this? Yes. Will they? I don't have a ton of confidence in it, but I think the loss of Sean McVay is an underrated story.
My concern all offseason, like you, was that not having McVay around was going to be damaging to Cousins, damaging to the passing game, and damaging just across the board to their ball movement. Him and Cousins are on the same page with how they like to move the football. They had such a wonderful relationship. Cousins signed a jersey to him, he told the media yesterday, that McVay has hanging in his house in Los Angeles, and he said was the most special gift he's ever gotten from any player. Cousins signed a jersey to him, and while signing his name also wrote, I owe my career to you. That's the bond that those guys have.
Yeah.
McVay similarly would tell you, without Cousins' success over the last couple seasons, he wouldn't be an NFL head coach right now. So he could sign something and send it back to Cousins that says, I owe my head coaching career to you. Those two guys are inextricably linked and will be, really, as long as they're in the National Football League. I think the relationship and the rapport that they had, which is better and stronger just because they worked so closely together, doesn't mean Jay and Kirk can't get on that same page and can't have the same great bond, is better than the one that Kirk has with Jay. Sean believed more in Kirk Cousins. McVay has always believed in Cousins than Gruden does. Gruden and Cousins' relationship is, I think, one that is a little bit more coach-player than peer.
It's these guys aren't going to get a beer afterwards, but it's a good working relationship.
Absolutely.
Which is fine, by the way. There's nothing wrong with that, but it's not like the guru. It's not like the guy that you go to when you get an argument with your wife. You know what I mean?
I think they are missing McVay, and I think you can say that already. That said, I also think you're right about the confirmation bias and kind of the causation here. It's the equivalent of, I had a doctor tell me like a year ago, I was like, how do I get my cholesterol down? It's not high, but it's not low, right? And he's like, you know, you want to make sure you take care of this so you don't end up on cholesterol medication. I was like, okay, cool. So he said, don't eat as many eggs and don't eat as much shrimp. Now, I don't know if those things actually give you high cholesterol. Or this is just the one guy's opinion or whatever.
Sure.
But if I ate shrimp two straight days, a week before I went in and had a blood test, and my cholesterol wasn't great. In my mind, I could go, I probably shouldn't have eaten that shrimp. But maybe my cholesterol would have been terrible or higher had I not have eaten the shrimp.
Yeah, it was. It could have already been high, right?
I've worried all offseason. When we see games, the Redskins' offense isn't going to look as good because Sean McVay is really good at what he did, and him and Kirk Cousins had a great developed relationship in-game, making adjustments, talking about what they were seeing. McVay would stay in his headset and tell him who he thought was going to be open and different little things. You want to go here with the football. That helped Cousins a lot. Things that I don't know that Gruden is going to do right away. Maybe as the year goes along, Cousins will tell him, hey, this is what I need you to do. This is what McVay did for me. But now we've got the preseason in one game where it hasn't looked as good.
It just hasn't, right?
And we don't have answers. Why aren't they pass protecting as well? Why is there more contact of Cousins, more pressure? This goes back to the Baltimore preseason game in August.
Why is Jordan Reed blocking on third down time after time? Why isn't Jamison Crowder targeted more? Why is it this? We've got to get the ball to Terrell Pryor. 11 targets for your third best receiver, third best pass catcher doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Remember that Reed flourished first when McVay was his position coach. He was coaching tight ends, and then really broke out in 2015 as one of the best weapons in the NFL when McVay took over as the play caller. The two single biggest beneficiaries to Sean McVay here were Kirk Cousins and Jordan Reed, neither of whom were themselves this past week in the first game played without McVay. Now, it's a tiny sample size, and it's only four quarters, so we can't make too much out of this, but we're asking you if you think this could be an observation and a theory that turns into a fact, or if this is just kind of tinfoil hat stuff. McVay's coaching the Redskins' opponent, the Rams, on Sunday in Los Angeles. 800-636-1067 is the number. 800-636-1067. Are they already missing McVay, or is it too soon to actually know? We're Grant and Danny.
Guys, Danny Ruvier here for my pals at Draft. I love fantasy football. You're listening to this program, you probably are into it too. You got a team or two in a year-long league. Maybe you play daily fantasy as well. Draft has come along and basically given you the best of both of those worlds. What's the most fun part about a year-long fantasy league? Everybody knows, the draft, right? What's the most fun part about daily fantasy? Not being tied down to players. Let's say in your year-long league, you got David Johnson. Whoops, good luck with whatever waiver wire pickup fills in that week. So you know the appeals of both, right? Draft combines those two things. Live drafts each week. Your player, nobody else's. Boom goes the dynamite, passes to the man. It is so much fun. I've been doing it for the last couple weeks. I did a baseball draft the other night. Got myself Clayton Kershaw starting against the Giants. Won a little bit of coin. And that's the best part. You play for money. Drafts start as little as $1, so there's a draft for everybody. No salary caps. And you can get online right now. What you do, go to your app store. Just search for Draft. It'll pop right up. It's awesome. And use my promo code 1067Danny. And get yourself a free play. That's right. Real money game for free just for using my promo code 1067. Danny, on your first deposit on Draft. Search Draft in your app store or go to playdraft.com and get in the game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.